At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We thought we would record our bonus podcast, our behind-the-scenes podcast, before we take off for the long July 4th weekend. So you have something in there that you can listen to. But this would be a good time to probably let you know about our production schedule in the month of July, which is going to be a little different than...
Yeah, it's
going to
be a little wonky.
Okay, so we're recording this on... What is today's date?
It's June 30th.
June 30th. Okay. So we are going to be off on Wednesday, July 2nd and Thursday, July 3rd. Wednesday, July 2nd, by the way, is Alyssa's birthday.
It's my day.
Do you have plans for your birthday yet?
No. Zero. Not a one.
But it's your day. You
but
have the day off.
It is my freaking day.
You could do whatever you want.
I know.
We figured that would be a good, this week is pretty much, I think a lot of people use this week to take vacation in the summertime. You've got July 4th right there, so there's a vacation day you don't have to burn. It's a holiday right there in the week, and so you take four vacation days, you got yourself a nice little vacation there. So that's kind of why we're taking off July 2nd and 3rd. Okay, so... No podcast, no full show podcast on that day. And then just looking ahead in the month, there will be no podcasts July 21st through the 25th.
Correct.
And that is because Alyssa is on vacation that week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that or talk about that another day?
We can get more into the weeds on it. I feel like that could be its own episode, like even before I go, but I'm going to summer camp. To be a camp counselor, not to be a camper, as much as I wish I were. Mm-hmm. I'm too old for that, but I'm going to be a camp counselor at, it's an overnight camp for a week. So it's always like the most fun week of my summer. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
You get to hang out with a bunch of kiddos. It's like the best form of birth control you could ever ask for. Just put me with like 50 kids for 5 days with no parents.
Oh, yep. I'm sure the kids will love your energy and enthusiasm.
Oh, they do. They do. They love Kale.
Whether they
that
like
is
it
my
or
camp name.
Whether they like it or not.
It's there. Oh no, they love it. They love it. Don't get it twisted. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, "Good morning, campers. Who's ready to have a great day?"
Oh my God. I'd be like, "I am in hell. I'm in summer camp hell."
We have call and repeat chants that we do every morning too. I can't even like think of any of them right now, but we do like, oh man, there's one that's like announcements, announcements, announcements. Gotta make them, gotta listen. Like it's something like that. Like it's, but it goes on for a really long time. I'll bring them all back. And then we have like a table one, two that we do. You're going to hate me like the week after camp.
Why?
Because I'm still in like my camp. My brain is still working in camp counselor mode. And I get very like, I don't know, gentle parenting. I get very gentle parenting, very in touch with my emotions. And I just always want to sing and do silly little dances.
This sounds like a nightmare. If I was at this camp, I'd be like, oh my God, what is wrong with this counselor? Can she tone it down a little bit?
No, the answer is no.
Like, I'm on vacation too. This is my vacation.
Nobody goes to camp for vacation. I know that I'm going to come out of that week being way more tired than I went in. It is not a vacation. Don't call it a vacation. It's my fun week, but it's not vacation.
All right. Well, I look forward to that.
I usually clock like over like 50,000 steps in like just a couple days.
So on today, so there's our production schedule. If you have any questions about, hey, why are we not dropping more podcasts? That is the reason why this wacky wild month of July. On today's episode, we are going to talk to a listener, someone who listens to this show and listens to this podcast, who is going to talk about a parking ticket situation that she was in with Kent State.
Yeah, we were talking about tickets that you got, like parking tickets, speeding violations. We were talking about it on the Q Morning Show, and we actually had her, she texted us, and we were like, oh, we got to talk to her on the pod. She's a Kent State student, too, so we were like, let's bring it in.
Yeah, so Hallie and Hudson is going to join us on the podcast a little bit later on. Do you still have outstanding parking tickets at Kent?
You better believe I do.
How many do you think?
Because I had to pay the ones before I graduated to get my diploma. And that was like where the meat of all my tickets were.
Mm-hmm.
Probably right now I have about three.
Three outstanding parking tickets.
Yeah.
So if you ever decide to re-enroll at Kent State, or if they bust you, that's going to catch up to you. But right now.
Right now it is not.
You're just willing to just chance it.
Because yeah, I mean, it's been like a decade, so.
I don't think they come after you unless you're back on campus somehow.
That's kind of what I think, too.
It's not like they send a collection agency after you or anything.
No, they
like
don't
that.
Have that kind of money. Ohio State does. They send collections after you if you don't pay their tickets. I learned that the hard way. Kent State, though, no, they do not.
After we talked to Hallie the other day, it jogged a memory in my mind about the time when I was at Kent. It was my first year living on campus. It was the day that I got two parking tickets in one day.
We've all done it.
And I fought it. So this is what happened. So I was living at Clark Hall, and I drove over to Small Group. And I don't think it's called Small Group anymore. It's a collection of dorms. I don't know what it's called. But back when I went to college, it was called Small Group. And I went over there to visit a friend, and I parked illegally on campus because I guess I was just too lazy to walk over to Small Group. And I got a ticket.
Yeah.
So when I went back to my dorm, you know, because I walked out of Small Group, and I'm like, God, I can't believe I got a ticket. Actually, I can't believe it. I mean, I don't understand why I was, you know, just flaunting the rules. Like right there. Like, why did I think I was going to get away? You basically just chance that nobody's going to come around and find your car.
Yeah, but like, I feel like until you actually go to school there, like, you don't really know, like, the rotation schedule. Like, I got so good after a couple years. Like, I knew when they were coming around. But when you're new, you don't know.
So I'm in a bad mood, and I drive back to Clark Hall, and I park my car illegally again, knowingly parking illegal. And I go back up to my dorm. Next day, I come back down to my car. I've got another parking ticket on my car.
That sounds about right.
So I left my old parking ticket on there, the one from Small Group, thinking that the meter person, the traffic ticket giver, would be fooled and thinking they had already given my car a ticket, so they didn't need to give me another one.
And they still gave you another one?
They still gave me another one.
See, I used to use that trick all the time. I would keep an old ticket in my car and put the ticket under my windshield wiper to make it look like I had already gotten a ticket when I was parking illegally.
Yeah.
I'm sad that that didn't work for you.
It did not work.
It's one of my favorite hacks.
So I guess what happened was whoever was giving out the tickets grabbed the ticket and looked at it and realized that it was an old ticket. And so they, and for a different area. So they gave me, you know, a ticket for that area. So I decided to fight it, knowing that I had no evidence or anything on my side, and I just flat out lied. So I took the time to call someone over at the ticket agency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is at Kent State.
The bursar's office.
The bursars, whatever they call it at Kent State. And I'm like, I got two tickets, and I should have only gotten one. And they're like, why do you think that? And I said, I have one ticket that says I was at small group, and the other ticket outside of Clark Hall. I said, I was never at small group. Like, what? I think someone gave me, I think it was a mistake. And they're like, impossible. There's no way that could happen. And I'm like,
they're like, we have the best of the best looking at our meters on the campus. There's no way they could make a mistake.
And I was like, I only parked at Clark Hall. I said, that's where I live. I said, why would I be at small group? I don't live at small group. I live at Clark Hall. They should not have given me two tickets. It has to be some sort of mistake. And the guy's like arguing with me. And then finally he's like, you know what? It's not worth it. Yep. Whatever. I'll get rid of that ticket. And then I only had to pay for the one.
Sometimes it truly is just a game of who can last the longest.
Still, I was in the wrong. And I shouldn't have fought. I don't even know what possessed me to fight the ticket.
I was going to say, that is so out of character for you to fight a ticket that you got totally fairly.
Mm-hmm.
That is so like not Bill Ryan to fight it.
I was just upset that I had to pay two tickets and me leaving the previous ticket underneath my...
It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And I would have been upset about that too.
I was mad that it didn't work and I was like, it should have worked and now I'm going to call and I'm going to just try to get out of this other ticket. But I paid the second one.
Oh, good. Good. That's more than me. Honestly, I don't remember paying any of my tickets. I think that my grandfather probably had to pay he had to pay all of my tickets for me to get my diploma. Because there's right. No way that I would have got my diploma otherwise. But the rest of them, man, whatever has accumulated since graduation, they're never getting that money. Good luck. Good luck, Kent State.
So we'll continue to talk parking tickets with Hallie and Hudson coming up. But next, I want to tell you my one and only July 4th story that I have as a student at Kent State.
Oh, I'm excited. That's one of those holidays that I have no stories about at Kent.
I can't believe that. All right, we'll get into this next. Can't read, can't write. It continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. Thank you for listening to this episode. We are dropping it right before July 4th weekend. And I was really thinking hard. I was trying to think of July 4th stories. And I could only come up with one. Now, I was on the campus of Kent State for 5 years. So that means I experienced 5 4th of Julys.
Theoretically.
Why can I only remember one?
I can only recall one 4th of July that I stayed in Kent, but it wasn't particularly, like, exciting. It was just, like, we went to a house party. But I think that was one of those holidays for me. I always went home. Did you usually go home for, like, a cookout on the 4th?
I don't think so. I mean, no? I honestly cannot remember anything.
Huh.
I can only remember 1 year out of those. They were just not memorable 4th of Julys, I guess. So this was July 4th, 1996. And what have I told you about the summer of 1996?
It was the best.
It was the best of all time.
It's like the summer of 69, but backwards. And that's the best summer ever for Bill.
It was a defining summer. It was the most fun that I've ever had in any summer of my life was the summer of 1996.
It'll go down in history.
Because I was making new friends and I had a girlfriend at the time. Woo! And I was experiencing things in my life that I've never experienced before. And so July 4th that year, and I looked this up, July 4th in 1996 happened on a Thursday.
Okay. I like that you had to look it up, like, all the way back then to see what day of the week it fell on.
Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter, really, when it comes down to the meat of the story. But I just wanted to, you know, set the scene here.
Yeah, let's set the scene.
So it was a Thursday. And that night, I had to work at Q104.
Uh-huh.
From midnight to 6 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
I had just started working at Q104, so this is July. I was hired at Q104 in April of 1996.
Oh, wow. So you were really, really fresh.
April or May.
Yeah.
And I was working weekends, but since this was a holiday, since it was July 4th, they put me on the overnight shift and they gave the full-time guy the night off.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a party at Lisa's house.
Okay.
Lisa and her boyfriend.
I was going to say, am I supposed to know who Lisa is?
It was Lisa's parents' house.
Oh, okay.
And so why Lisa's parents agreed to let all these kids come over and celebrate July 4th, I do not know, but that's what we did.
Not the smartest, Mr. and Mrs. Lisa's parents.
I do remember this. I made a conscious effort not to drink. Because if I'm going to stay up all night working on the radio, there's no way that I could drink.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I stayed dry for the 4th of July party. I just went and ate and hung out with my friends.
What a responsible young lad.
They drank. I did not drink on this July 4th.
Okay.
However, I had just started dating this girl, and we were pretty disgusting. A lot of PDA.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Summer of 96, so you at this point are 21.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yep. Had just turned 21.
Okay.
And this girl and I mean, we must have been just obnoxious. Like, we were all over each other pretty much the entire party.
You guys were like the couple at like the, have you ever seen those couples at like Cedar Point when like they're standing in line for a ride and they cannot get off of each other and they're just hanging on each other even when it's like disgustingly hot out?
I'm pretty sure that's how we were the entire party. We were hanging on each other outside when people are around.
Mm.
We snuck off in various places in the house.
Yeah, you did.
We were in my car for a while.
Yeah, you were. Steamy windows.
Yeah. Like, we could not keep our hands off each other. And I'm trying to keep this as PG as possible. But then that night, we ended up back at her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, I got to leave for work. I got to make it from Kent to Cleveland and make it to downtown Cleveland
midnight. You've got to leave. I mean, I would say to be safe, I would leave by like 11.
Yeah, that's what time I should have left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 11 p.m.
About 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 11:15.
We're cutting it very close right now.
And we set an alarm in her room, so I knew that it's...
You took a nap?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got to stay up all night.
All right.
So the alarm goes off, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm really cutting this close. So I get dressed. I run out of her apartment, and I begin the drive up Route 43 to make it to downtown Cleveland. And I'm thinking, like, this is terrible. If I am late, I don't know what the guy's going to do before. The guy who's working beforehand, is he going to be mad that if I'm a couple minutes late?
Right.
Is he going to tell the boss, I just started there, this is such a bad look?
It seems like the end of the world.
So I have to admit, I was probably speeding a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was pulled over.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if it's a cop or a highway patrol guy. I actually don't know. I think it was a cop. I think it was maybe a Streetsboro cop.
Mm, okay.
And he pulls me over and he asks me all of the usual questions.
Yeah.
Of course he thinks I was probably drinking.
Of course he does. It's the night of the 4th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, of course he thinks you've been drinking all day.
And thankfully, I must have appeared quite sober because I didn't have to get out of the car. I didn't have to do the...
Oh, that's good.
...the Olympics out there with my feet or whatever, or say the ABCs. He must have realized that I was completely sober.
You know that internally, like, okay, that cop definitely was glad that you were not drunk, but you know, like, somewhere deep down on the inside, he was, like, a little bummed.
He was hoping.
Of all the people, I had to pull over the one stone cold, has had no drinks all day, dude. Are you serious?
Yeah, completely sober. But then he's asking me, like, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Probably like a loser. What have you been doing all day, weirdo?
So I said, I'm going to work. And he's like, where do you work? And I said, I work at Q104 radio. And he's like, what do you do there? I said, I'm about to go on air, and I'm on air all night, so from midnight to 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh. He's like, it would probably be a bad idea then for me to give you a ticket because you'll probably just go on the air and trash me, right? And I didn't even think of that. Like, that never even crossed my mind. Like, I would do that.
But I hope that you said, yeah, like, just awkwardly. I would hope that you said yes.
I think I just denied it. I was like, no, I said I would never do that. I said that I would never do anything like that. And then he walked back to his car, and I'm like, well, I'm definitely getting a ticket. And he came back and he let me go.
What?
He did.
He was really concerned that you were going to go, like, talk some smack about him.
Yeah, I think I did talk about him, but I think I did it in a positive manner.
Mm.
I think I said thank you to the Streetsboro officer who let me off with a warning tonight so I could be here. I made it, like, pulled into the parking lot probably like a minute before I had to be on the air.
I can't even imagine like the freak out that you were having because you were already running late.
Yeah.
One thing about Bill, he is like never, well, he's been late to like one thing that I can recall, but you're not a late person. So the idea of being late to you, I feel like would be mind-boggling.
It was such a weird night. And so I get there and whoever that was working before me, like they left like right away. And so even though I wasn't drinking all day, I still had to stay up all night. And that was very difficult. I was so tired.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're like out in the sun at all. That's a long day.
So in 1996, that was our bicentennial that year. Was it not? Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, 1776, 1996. That was our bicentennial. So in the middle of the night, like at 3 a.m., I get a phone call from a producer at the BBC in London.
What?
And he said, I'm not even going to try to imitate the British accent. I don't do it well. And he's like, I'm a producer for the BBC. We're actually based out of Cleveland, wherever in England, Cleveland, England.
What?
He's like, I'm calling Cleveland, Ohio. He's like, would you be able to come on the air with us and talk about the 4th of July?
What?
And I'm like, me? I'm like, you want me to come on and talk about the 4th of July? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm 21 years old. I said, I'm doing this radio show right now. I said, I don't really know what I would say.
Were they just like shot in the dark calling whoever was in the studio?
Yeah, they just called a random radio station.
They just called
station.
The studio line. Okay.
Yeah.
Random
radio station.
Okay.
So I'm like, whatever. He's like, he convinced me to do it. And I'm like, it's going to be terrible, but I'll do it. And so I just sat there and then it sounded just like it does if you call our show.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm on hold and then I hear the announcer and then the announcer brings me in and he just starts asking me all kinds of questions about living in America in the 4th of July and living in Cleveland specifically because it was Cleveland, England. And then I think he asked me about the Indians, like the sports team, and like, is Cleveland on a comeback? Like the city's coming back. Like everyone's excited about the Indians and the sports teams. And I have no idea. I wish that I had a copy of that.
I was going to, that was my next question. Have you ever gone back to try to find it?
No, I mean, back then, I mean, how am I going to get a copy of of a radio interview on the BBC in 1996?
It's like that's the difference between me and you, though, is that I'm immediately my brain is like, well, surely there has to be audio of it somewhere.
Yeah. Well,
but
now,
this is back before we were constantly just recording everything on the back end.
Even if you did record something, you had nothing to do with it.
Right.
There was really no website. Yeah. There was no podcast then. I mean, what would you do with it?
That's crazy.
When things aired, they aired and then they went away forever.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I could imagine that the host of that show on the BBC, he's like, what the fuck did you call that guy for in Cleveland?
This dude. Also, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, like I know that it's probably prime time for them.
Yeah, it was during the day for them.
But like, geez, who do you think you're going to be talking to
right
when you call a studio line at 3 a.m.?
The announcer is just like, first of all, he sounded half asleep. Second of all, he's just some kid.
Why is he even on the air? Sir, are you old enough to even have a job?
It's so stupid. So, yes, I represented Cleveland to an entire country.
What?
To the entire United Kingdom that day.
Look at you go.
And they probably made fun of me afterwards. They're like, God, dumb Americans.
Probably.
Really dumb Americans.
The only time I have ever gone viral, it was for exactly that. Stupid Americans. And I was going viral with the Brits. So you and I have that in common, too.
That's all I remember about.
What an eventful 4th of July, though. Summer of 96. That took a lot of twists and turns. I was not expecting that last one. The BBC to call in.
I know.
I was not expecting that at all.
It's cool. It's like a little fun fact about me that I was live on the BBC and I can't prove it. And nobody was there to witness it.
I wonder, do you know what the station was? Do you remember?
Well, the BBC is like a network.
Okay. I wonder if they could find like the same radio station, like the BBC in Cleveland, England. You should try to call them for something.
Well, they have like different BBCs. Like they have a BBC, like a top 40, and they have like a BBC, like news talk, but it's like a network.
But it's like all okay.
And it airs all throughout the United Kingdom. And maybe, you know, in more than just England, maybe it airs in Scotland too. I don't know. Ireland,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know.
Mr. Worldwide. Look at that.
It's exciting. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk to Hallie in Hudson, who listens to this show, and she had her own little parking ticket snafu at Kent State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That's next. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We have a special guest. I think is this the first time that we've ever had a caller on our podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write?
No. Do you remember your 21st birthday episode?
Oh, that's right. We had my friend.
Yeah,
Kevin.
You had your friend call.
Okay. Well, now forget it then. I don't even want to talk to this person.
Oh, no. We definitely do want to talk to her.
I'm just joking. We're going to talk to Hallie in Hudson, who listens to our show. Hallie also has the same name as your miracle rescue cat.
And the name of the building that we work in.
That's true. Hey, Hallie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you a graduate of Kent State as well?
Well, I got my master's degree at Kent, so yes.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Okay, master's degree.
Thank you.
So she's a lot smarter than us.
What do you have your master's in?
Reading education.
Excellent. Now, what year did you acquire your master's at Kent?
So it was probably around 2005, 2006.
Okay. What was your experience on the campus of Kent State? Where were you living at the time? Because I'm assuming you weren't in the dorm. Where were you living, and I assume you were commuting?
Well, 10 years prior to getting my master's degree, I was in high school. And I had friends who went to Kent State, and I went to visit them on campus. Mm-hmm. I ignored the parking ticket signs or the no parking signs.
Don't
and
we all?
On campus. Right, exactly. And I was in high school. It didn't matter. I wasn't a student.
Uh-huh.
So I parked on campus, and sure enough, after visiting my friends, I came out to my car with a ticket on it. So, and like we do, Alyssa, we ignore tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Put it aside. Never told my parents about it, right?
Yeah, no, why? Why bother? Just right. It has a rightful place in the trash can. That's where you put it.
Absolutely. I may have even saved it in a scrapbook. I don't know. But 10 years after the fact, I went back to school to get my master's degree in education in reading, and I couldn't register as a student until I paid my $10 parking ticket.
That is so surprising to me. Not that you couldn't register. It's surprising to me that they held on to it for that long, because
absolutely,
I knew that as a student, that if you have unpaid tickets, you can't register for classes, you can't get your diploma, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that they would hold on to it for a decade.
Absolutely, right.
But once it gets in the computer, it's in the computer. Like, why?
Right.
Why take it out when you're mm-hmm. if you're? I'm looking at it from Kent State's perspective. Once they've got a ticket in the computer, leave it in there, because who knows what's going to happen? Like,
well, and they got me.
Yeah, and then a decade later, Hallie wants to go to Kent State to get her master's,
and they're like, "Pay up."
Yeah, we got you. Mm-hmm. We have record of you, and it's. I mean, it's smart from Kent State's perspective, because they're going to get more money. They need to get as much money as they possibly can. You really can't
absolutely
fault them for this.
I'm going to fault.
Just like Lyndale, they want your money.
I know. Every time the Alumni Association calls me these days, it's I always feel bad because it's a student. So I come at it with grace, but I'm like, hey, girl, what year are you? And she's always like, a sophomore. And I'm like, okay. Let me just have a chat as a big sis here. I don't have money to give to you. Like,
right,
y'all
absolutely
still want parking ticket money from me. I am not just giving you money willy-nilly. I'm so sorry.
So, Hallie, did you say it was just the one ticket?
I only had one ticket.
You only one. And Alyssa, you had multiple. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I almost got a boot on my car. Yeah.
Oh, like,
I got the sticky note on my driver's side window that said, one more, you're getting booted. So,
oh, no. So, long story short is, if you want to go back to Kent, you're going to have to pay those parking tickets.
If you want to be a student at Kent.
Right,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you want to enroll.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yep. Hallie, what was your experience like at Kent State? So did you commute to campus? Did you get to spend any time in the town, or what was that like for you?
I actually live near there now, so we do go to Kent quite often for dinner or walk around campus. I was working at the time, so I just took night classes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where do you like to eat down there when you go to Kent?
We like, let me try to think here. Oh, we like Barrio. We'll go to Barrio.
Ooh, yeah. I'm a big mm-hmm. Barrio fan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar. Is the Barrio in Kent?
It's the same.
It's the associated
it
with?
It is the same.
Yeah.
With the, oh, okay, the Cleveland one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So.
I know Bill's favorite is Ray's.
Yeah.
He was hoping you would say that. I know he was.
Do you go to Ray's, Hallie?
I have been to Ray's, yes.
Okay. But you're not blown away by it, like I am?
I guess not. No.
I think it's more of the nostalgia talking for Bill.
No, exactly. It's not. I love their burgers.
I think being an undergrad there might be different than being post-grad.
That's very true. That's very right. True.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you're undergrad, if you're overgrad, post-grad.
Or just 50 years old going to Kent for fun.
We're all in the same family, though. We're all united, and we're all bonded by this one thing. We are all alumnus of Kent State.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we're all bonded by the parking tickets.
That's what I thought he was going to say, too.
Yeah. We've all had a parking ticket.
That we have.
Mm-hmm.
Hallie, thank you so much for listening to our show.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great.
It was great to talk to you.
Thank you. Same.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.